Country Club FM.
Time for today's almanac. Let's get going. Today, Wednesday, we are 8 days in. We've completed eight. This is our ninth day of 2019. 356 days remaining. This date, 1793, the same guy that we mentioned just days ago that took a balloon flight across the English Channel in like 1880-something. I mean, 1780-something. 1793, less than a decade later, he's here in the United States, and he performed the first successful balloon flight in the United States. Jean-Pierre Blanchard.
Sounds like he should be a winger for the Canadians.
He does. He could be. He very well could be, along with Guy Lafleur.
Right.
And this one did say, unlike the other one, where it didn't say that he was actually in a balloon, but this is actually, he was in a balloon.
Yeah.
First successful balloon flight in the United States.
Doesn't say where he went, though.
No, it doesn't say that. Doesn't say how long it was. It wasn't like he crossed the English Channel. Maybe he crossed Salt Lake City. I don't know what he did.
I know where he went. Oz.
Right.
Oz.
That's where all balloon trips eventually end up. 1902, New York State introduced a bill to outlaw flirting in public.
Ooh.
Those public displays of affection and flirting in public. I don't know if that bill was ever passed and signed into law.
Yeah.
It seems it might be tough to enforce. Yeah. No flirting. They called it the get a room law or bill.
Flirt free zone.
1958, some sports in basketball. The Big O, Oscar Robertson in college, played for Cincinnati. The Bearcats.
He could play.
He scored 56 points in a game where Seton Hall, their opponent, only scored 54.
Oh.
So he outscored the other team single-handedly.
The Big O was capable.
Yeah, I don't know what the final score was, but at least it was 56. They won at least by two.
Right.
56 to 54. This song was at the top of the charts.
I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber dub. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
So C.W. McCall became a household name, Convoy, number one on the country charts. This date, 1976, it would also go to number one on the pop charts. And then a few years later, they would make a movie out of it. Kris Kristofferson. And if you've ever seen the movie, they change the words to kind of fit the movie. If you watch the opening credits with Ally McGraw and Kris Kristofferson, Ernest Borgnine is in. I mean, he couldn't have gotten a better cast.
They brought out all the talent for Convoy.
Convoy.
Yeah. So and it's still an all-request lunch hour staple.
Oh, people love it. Yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah. And, of course, the old hometown filler up and keep on trucking cafe.
I like
five
that one,
five stools
too.
And a promise. 77, Neil. I'm going to have to relive bad memories.
Here's a guy with a low snap. He got it. First punt he's ever had blocked. And the Vikings have the ball.
All
on
right.
The open 3-yard line. He never had a punt block.
He had Matt Blair.
It looked like to me he got in there.
I couldn't hear what Kurt Gowdy just said. The Vikings, I think they blocked like 16 or 17 kicks that season, the 76 season. This was Super Bowl 11. That was one of the few highlights for the Vikings.
Blair was a master.
He was good.
Blocking.
He was very good.
And field goals.
Field goals.
And extra points.
But, of course, I won't play the highlight of where Rob McClanahan, then a couple of plays later, fumbled the ball
right
at the goal line.
Oh,
if the Vikings score there, it might be a whole different game.
I know.
What was the final? 32-14 or 34-14?
32-14.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 11, Vikings lost, and that's their last Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
That was one where Sammy White almost had his head taken off by Jack Tatum.
And George Atkinson, Willie Day. Well, Skip Thomas was back there. Yeah, they were a physical bunch, cheap shots, actually.
And we were long in the tooth.
We were.
Our defense had been around. The Purple People Eaters were getting old.
Page, Marshall, and Hilgenberg, that whole right side, did not have a tackle. None of them in the whole game. How's that possible? They got steamrolled by Art Shell and Gene Upshaw over there.
They did rule the roost that particular day, 1977. The Vikings haven't been back to the Super Bowl since.
Sad.
Yeah. 1984.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
Heard Where's the Beef and met Clara Peller for the first time. 4-foot little actress.
Jeez. Did they play that? I mean,
oh man, they ran that. Of course, that became a catchphrase. That's pop culture right there.
It is.
It was in presidential debates and everything. That was in 84. Also in 84.
From Television City in...
Oh, that's not right. I don't need... No, that's not the right one. Stand by for news. This is from 1984. TV's Bloopers and Practical Jokes. Remember that show?
I do.
Yeah, it was Dick Clark and Ed McMahon. And, you know, apparently here with this show is that the bloopers weren't going to be enough, that they needed to add practical jokes, which were nice. But yeah. I could have just, bloopers would have just been fine.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
They've been running them for years.
Yeah. So that was in 84. 89, now this.
From Television City in Hollywood. Chevy Chase. Joan Van Ark. The Judge. Michael Gross. Peter Huberoth. Comic Dennis Wolfberg. And Pat Gets a Physical. Plus... Tom Scott.
Pat gets a, it's a Pat Sajak show. Who wouldn't want a show that goes and shows Pat, they go, hey, Pat, you know, turn your head.
Pat gets
cough,
a physical.
Cough and turn your head. Wow. Who wouldn't want to see that on late night TV?
Well, yeah.
Pat Sajak, the short-lived Pat Sajak show, was only on for a few months.
He had a lot of guests. Was that like a four-hour program?
Right. Holy I mean, cow. They just crammed everybody in there. It was the first show, so they wanted to make it big. And, you know, add Pat Sajak to the long list of... talk show hosts that tried to go up against Johnny Carson, Alan Thicke, Joan Rivers, Dick Cavett, Merv Griffin, Pat Sajak.
The list goes on.
1989 is when that show debuted. Stick to game shows, Pat.
Yep.
He tried.
Yep.
Sure, he did his best.
Yeah, he did his best.
1996.
Howard's Miss America drag looks like Godzilla impersonating Gypsy Rose Lee. Howard Stern is number one.
That's Blackwell, fashion critic, announcing Howard Stern as his top worst-dressed woman because he dressed as a woman in drag for the cover of his book that year, 1996. 2005, this happened on this date.
And Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss. And it's unfortunate.
I wasn't that disgusted by it. I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was fun-loving, obviously.
He didn't really take down his pants.
No, he didn't, no.
He just pretended like he, Joe overreacted.
Like your standards are so high. But Randy Moss, it was the mooning, the Vikings defeating the Packers in the NFC playoffs.
Sweet.
They would go on to lose to Philadelphia, though, of course, in the next round, unfortunately.
Not as good.
2007.
iPhone is a quad band GSM plus Edge phone. We have decided.
Oh, the geeks are clapping.
We decided to go with the most popular.
You know, it's important if the geeks are clapping at something. Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone. And all the other phone manufacturers all at the same time soiled themselves when they saw this video.
Right.
Because they knew they couldn't compete. They had to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
With the Palm Pilot and the BlackBerry and whatever Motorola had at that time.
We got one upped.
The iPhone was just leaps and bounds, universes ahead. And that was 2007. And then 2016, this date.
The Playboy Mansion is up for sale and it can be yours for the paltry sum of... $200 million. And if you can come up with that kind of cash and the Playboy Mansion is what you really, really want, there's a catch. Longtime resident and Playboy founder Hugh Hefner gets to stay there.
You can have him do the garden and the yard work. AF, go out and trim the hedges, would you?
In your robe. And you have to stay in the guest house because Hugh stays in the mansion.
So he wanted $200 million. Yep. It was actually appraised at $35 million. So Hugh thought a lot of his property.
Yes, he did.
It was more of a sentimental thing. And I guess it sold the guy that owns Hostess and Twinkies, the Twinkie guy, is the man who bought it for like $100 million. Mm. So there you go. Let's move on to birthdays now.
The night they drove old Dixie down.
Mrs. Excitement.
And all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down.
Joan Baez. She's 78 today, Joan Baez. Activist, singer, folk singer.
Did she ever smile? I don't think so.
Well, that's not saying. She's not Mrs. Excitement.
No.
She's very serious about her music, and that's okay.
Right.
I hope she smiled at some things.
I would think.
Laughing a couple of jokes. She might be laughing at the Almanac right now. That would be a good thing. So she's 78.
And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Little song from the 60s, played this on the Big Q. Moment of silence for the Big Q.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
So, Roy Head, who did this song, big hit. He also had a song called Wigglin' and Gigglin'. I don't remember that one, but it's kind of a one-hit wonder. Roy Head, 76. Jimmy Page, he and his buddy Robert Plant, and the whole crew, Led Zeppelin, they were a little more than a one-hit wonder.
Pretty good guitar player.
Yeah, he's one of the guitar gods, I think.
Yes, he is.
75. Buster Poindexter, you may also know him as David Johansen. He was the lead singer of New York Dolls.
He was the same guy?
Yeah. Oh. He was a front man dressed up as women, basically.
Right.
And then he did the Buster Poindexter thing with Hot, Hot, Hot.
Sure.
And we used to call people Poindexters in high school. And the actual definition of a Poindexter, a boringly studious and socially inept person.
Yeah.
Do you know any of those?
Yes.
Okay. David Johansen is 69. Brenda Webb is 68 today. That was her born, her birth name.
Thanks to her big sister and a hamburger shop, she got a different name.
Yeah, because Brenda Lee was already at that particular label. So Loretta said, well, you're going to be Crystal. Have you ever had a Crystal burger? They're just like White Castles.
They're just like White Castles.
Not as good, almost.
Okay.
But Crystal Gale, 68.
Spider-Man won't let me take any more pictures. You've turned the whole city against him.
A fact I'm very proud of. Now, get your pretty little portfolio off my desk before I go into a diabetic coma.
Boss, your wife's in the line. She said
J.K. Simmons.
He was really good in that role.
Yes, he was. And he's been in a lot of movies.
And commercials.
Yeah. Is it State Farm? No, it's Allstate. It's one of them.
It's one of them. American Family. I don't know.
It's one of those insurance companies. Yeah. And we covered it. Bum, ba-dum, bum. So J.K. Simmons. You know, he was also the voice of the yellow peanut. M&M Peanut. M&M.
Okay.
He was yellow.
Sure.
Santa? That was him.
Okay.
J.K. Simmons, 64.
What is love?
I don't know.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Great song, hurt me
no more.
It's time to head to the Roxbury. Hadaway is 54 today. That's him doing that. Dave Matthews is 52 today. He has his own band. The guy who leads Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world.
Steve Harwell.
He's good.
52. You may remember the football player Chad Johnson. He became famous for his celebrations, and he changed his name to Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know. It was more about him. It's all about me, Chad Johnson, 41. Sergio Garcia, 39, finally became a major champion. Still has game, wouldn't you say?
I would think so. Yeah, I would say yes.
You may know her as the and he's 39. You may know her as the Duchess of Cambridge. We also know her as Kate Middleton. Married Prince William, 37.
That worked out well.
37 today.
All right, on the gone but not forgotten category, let's start with cartoonist Chick Young. Are you familiar with Blondie? Not the rock group and the singer, but the...
Call me!
The comic strip.
They also
made some movies with Dagwood and Blondie. Chick Young gave us that, 1901. She was like the first stripper ever. Probably not.
Blackwell just mentioned her name.
Gypsy Rose Lee. Yeah, that's right. Godzilla meets Gypsy, or Godzilla.
Yeah, I used to say Godzilla.
Godzilla meets Gypsy Rose Lee. Well, the real Gypsy Rose Lee, a burlesque performer, was born on this day, 1911. One of our presidents, and he was not a crook. Just ask him, he would tell you. Former president of our United States, Dick Nixon.
Well, here he is.
Born on this
day. Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook.
Well,
I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
All right.
He may have shaded the truth a little bit, but he's not a crook. Tricky Dick was born on this day, 1913. Actor, director Fernando Lamas.
You look marvelous.
Was born on this day, 1915. He was Gilligan. Actor Bob Denver.
Did your father ever beat you?
Yes.
He did?
All the time.
And your mother let him?
She used to beat me, too.
Oh, you poor thing.
How else could I learn to play checkers?
Gilligan, will you be serious?
Gilligan, he never was serious. Yeah, I love the episode where you get radio stations in his teeth.
You knucklehead,
that was the best.
Bob Denver was that actor. He was born on this day in 1935. I remember him from The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis.
Mm-hmm.
As
you go
well.
Deep.
Yes.
You're old.
One of the greatest sportscasters of all time, game show host. As well, Emmy Award-winning sportscaster Dick Enberg.
And Martin, touchdown! Oh, my! 6-5, three-pointer, yes! Oh, my!
He likes saying, oh, my.
His signature, oh, my, Dick Enberg. Same year as Gilligan. They were both born on this day in 1935. 4 years later, singer and actor Jimmy Boyd.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
I wonder what year he recorded that, you know?
1952.
Okay, so he was 13 had turned 13 by then. Jimmy Boyd was that singer and actor, 1939, actress Susanna York. In quite a few movies, including Tom Jones, 1941. One of the Cowsills, singer Bill Cowsill, born in the state, 1948. Same year, she went down on the plane crash with Leonard Skinner in 77. Leonard Skinner, Cassie Gaines, born in the state, 1948. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Eddie Raven in a letter to you? Mm-hmm. Susie Bogus, Drive South, or Conway Twitty, tight-fitting jeans?
I'll go Susie today.
All right, come on out. Legion in Richfield, all request lunch hour today, noon to 1. See you there.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Total Country, Bob FM.